All right, and we're back in conversation mode.
Okay.
Does anybody have any questions or comments?
Well, I have a comment. Can you hear me?
We can. Can you speak up just a little bit louder?
Trying to. How's that? Is that better?
That's great. Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When I, at the very end, when I was recalling the bookmark, and when I recalled the symbol that I used that encapsulated the memory of that experience, I immediately started going into the experience. I know that comes with how I trained myself before, but it was very simple and comfortable.
That's excellent.
Very quickly. Yeah.
That's excellent. That's exactly it. And so how was it for you when you had that experience?
Oh, it was great. In anticipation of knowing what that symbol meant, I immediately felt my body melting into the relaxation that I had bookmarked.
And now you can set a new bookmark, which is the confidence that you have in the technique. So it was very easy for you. And if you take a holistic picture of the confidence, you can bookmark your sense of knowing how ready and easily it is to accomplish that.
Okay.
Thank you.
I was just doing the bookmark. That's why I was quiet. The bookmark of confidence. Okay,
thank you for sharing. Other questions, other comments?
Yeah, can I say something, Matthew? It's Irene.
Please.
You mentioned before that, you know, one of the, when you were actually learning to do this was thinking about your newborn child. And I realized that for me, you know, and I think for most of us, we can go back to these memories and actually feel them. But for me, I haven't actually thought about translating them to bookmarks for other experiences like relaxation. So it's just great that to do what you've done just now is to show us that it's something we have always done but never recognized how useful it is in our everyday lives. So thanks, it's great.
Well, you're most welcome, and thank you for your insights.
I'm excited about using this for healing, for improving the skills that I am developing. This is just the beginning for me of a brand new awareness of my capacities and capabilities.
That's right. It's only the beginning, and it is just so exciting.
Hey, Matthew, this is Rand. I have a question.
Please, Rand.
Let's say, as in your PDF, one of the best use cases for this kind of thing would be when you're in a stressful situation and you would love to sort of come back to an extremely relaxed place. And let's say one does the recall, but it doesn't bring you to a very relaxed place as much as you would have liked. Now, would you interpret that as one did not do the bookmarking correctly, or that one just needs to do it again, or how would one sort of deal with that kind of a situation?
My guess would be that it's probably more on the recall end than it is on the bookmarking end, and sometimes it really depends on the situation that you're in and what you're trying to counteract. I've practiced relaxation, and it's very easy for me to relax and then do public speaking, for instance. And so that's pretty normal for me. But if I had been, say, in a car accident or something that was much more traumatic, I don't know that I could just bookmark and head right into that state of relaxation afterwards. It might take a number of attempts to counteract it and bring that back. So it somewhat depends on the circumstance that you're trying to springboard out of and the one that you're trying to go into. It's fluid, but it's certainly a technique that's very helpful.
So it won't overcome all emotions, but it should do it for the most part.
Yeah, and it gets better with It gets better with practice. So the more you practice it, the easier it gets. I taught this workshop live last weekend, and I got an email back from one of the participants, and she said she was driving on the freeway at 65 miles an hour, and she realized she was tensing up, and it worked remarkably well. But then she had some other experiences in her life that it didn't work quite like magic. And so she realized that it was a matter of practice. It was just a matter of building up the memory for it. When, say, you play the piano and you learn to practice a new song, and eventually your fingers get to do it almost without thinking, and that's called myelination. The nervous pathways form different ways through your body so that your fingers can move along those lines. This is the same thing, but it's working with the mental muscles, and then you're teaching your whole body to feel relaxed or access whatever that other state is. So it gets easier with practice.
Right.
All right. We're coming up near the top of the hour. I think we have time for another few questions or comments, and then we're going to go into a little summary, and I'm going to offer you up a little action plan before we go.
I just wanted to quickly say that my son is using this while he's incarcerated. And he is bookmarking even the snippets of moments of joy when he's digging in the dirt in the horticulture course, or just that moment of peace while he's walking from one building to another. So he's really grateful for knowing this technique.
That is such a marvelous story. Thank you so much for sharing that. And please encourage him to share it with others.
Yes, I will.
This is the thing that, as Irene said, we do this already, but we don't recognize it for the skill that it is. And once we can begin to apply it, there's no limit to where it can go. And to think that it's going in and that he can spread that in his situation would just be marvelous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, thanks for sharing that.
This is basically a method like self-hypnosis.
It is. It is a bit like self-hypnosis. Except that you're the one who's bringing, as the self part of hypnosis, you're bringing yourself in and you're bringing yourself back out. And so you're retaining all of that at will for yourself. Yeah. Well, I can see we're coming up near the top of the hour, and I want to be respectful of people's times. For some folks, it's late at night, and for other folks, it's their lunch hour, if they happen to be in Australia. So let me take just a few moments now to summarize. Now, I recognize, first of all, that our ambitious agenda may mean that some people didn't have a chance to make a comment or ask their question. So if there are further things that you'd like to discuss, feel free to phone me or email me. I'll be more than happy to talk to you at a more leisurely pace. And now let's move into our brief summary and your take-home action plan. So today we talked about the three dimensions of any experience: thought and sensation and emotion. And we also looked at our breath to help notice the present moment. And we discussed how to bookmark in theory, and then you had a chance to set and recall a bookmark for yourselves in a guided practice session. And then finally we talked about how else you can use bookmarking after our session was over. And so now I want you to get out your pencils or just make a mental note, because you've got a little bit of homework to do. When you end this call, I want you to practice recalling the feeling of relaxation. And depending on what time it is where you are, I'd like to encourage you to do it up to 3 more times today. And the last time might be right before you go to sleep. And then I also want you to practice it another 3 times tomorrow. And then over the next week, as you think of it, I want you to try to recall the feeling of relaxation in different situations. So that could be driving your car, or sitting at work, or maybe at work between workout sets while you're at the gym. And then, once you get comfortable and you've worked on this technique a bit, try it with a different state of being. And if you like, let me know how it goes, and you can send me an email at matthew@higherselfguides.com. And then, in a few days, I'll be sending you an email with a link to a web page where you can download a recording of this session. And then after that, if you like, you can unsubscribe from my email list by clicking on the link at the very bottom of the email, or you can just ask me and I'll take you off the list. But if you stay on, then you'll have a chance to learn more about the next free teleconference that I'll be offering, and you'll also be able to learn where you can get more free goodies and samples of the training materials that I use for the upcoming Attention Workshop, which is going to start on January 27th. And so that's all for today, and I'm Matthew Joyce of Higher Self Guides saying thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
May your day be pleasant.
Thank you, Matthew.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.